A British teacher has been found guilty of insulting Islam in Sudan after letting her students name a teddy bear Muhammad. Jillian Gibbons has been sentenced to 15 days in prison, followed by deportation. This story is being covered by Ophira McDoom. She's a Reuters journalist in Khartoum. Welcome back to the program.
Hi.
So this was a surprise, wasn't it?
This was rather a surprise. I think the defense had been quite optimistic previous to this, because they had stopped, their defense had rested after just two witnesses out of a planned five witnesses. They had been very optimistic because they felt that they had really made their case, and their defense witnesses had pleaded Gillian's case that she was not aware of what had happened, that it was insulting Islam or religion in general. And so they had rested after just two witnesses. So I think everyone was quite surprised that she was actually found guilty in the end.
And what were the reasons given for the guilty verdict?
We're not aware of what exactly the reasons were. The judge has declined to elaborate on the actual reasons. But what we have heard from the head of the school, Robert Bulos, is that he thinks it's actually a fair verdict, given all the political pressures that have been on the case in the last few days, with all the focus in the international world about it, and that given those pressures, this was actually a fair verdict. Although he said he would be very sad to lose such a good teacher at his school.
How long has she been teaching at that school?
Jillian has been teaching since August, so only a few months has she been teaching at Unity High School in Khartoum.
Okay. Can you give us a little background on this case and what happened and how it became such an international incident?
Well, Jillian was arrested from her home on Sunday evening. And on Monday, the news broke that she had been arrested for insulting religion. I think with the whole idea of a teddy bear being named Muhammad and her arrest, given the background of all the religious tension in the world over the cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, and also given the protest that we saw here in 2005 when a newspaper editor had reprinted articles questioning the roots of the Prophet Muhammad, that there's a background of religious tension in Sudan and also in the region as a whole. And I think this is what has attracted so much attention to this. The case actually started a few months ago in September. This is when the teddy bear was first introduced to the school, and the idea was that the children would take it home, write a diary as a writing exercise, and then bring back their diary with the teddy bear and pass it along to the next child. This exercise actually went on for 2 months until any complaints was heard. And actually, today we found out for the first time the complaint was from a member of staff and not from parents of the children, as had earlier been described by the police.
And also there had been some discussion that this teddy bear was actually named by one of the students, not by Jillian Gibbons.
Yes, well, I interviewed a 7-year-old child called Muhammad who said that he had been asked by the teacher to choose a name for the teddy bear. He had decided on Muhammad because that was his own name. He said he didn't have any idea of the Prophet Muhammad in his head when he called this teddy bear Muhammad. And because he was quite a popular child and many of the children in the class liked the name Muhammad, 20 of the 23 children had voted to agree with him that on the name of Muhammad for the teddy bear. So it wasn't actually Jillian Gibbons who had named the teddy bear.
Jillian Gibbons had faced 40 lashes as well. So is this kind of a compromise sentence?
I think it could have been a lot worse. I mean, the sentencing could have been up to 1 year in jail, 40 lashes, or a fine. And actually, the judge could have sentenced her to all three had he chosen to. So I think given that, that's why we see the reaction of the head of the
Ophira
school.
Ophira McDoom,
that this is
Reuters correspondent.
A fair verdict, given what could have been, she could have been convicted of.
Ophira McDoom, Reuters journalist in Khartoum, Sudan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.